making you seem like you know what's happening in pop culture while you're standing around the water cooler at work. You don't want to be left out, right? Here's today's top trending stories on Indy's number one for new country, 97.1 Hank FM.
So, I guess this happened Sunday night. There was a drone that got really close to Air Force One.
Yeah,
the president was traveling from New Jersey to Joint Base Andrews in Maryland when several people on board spotted a small yellow and black drone shaped like a cross.
Interesting.
One reporter said it came remarkably close to the plane. So I guess like all the media that was on board like kind of saw it. Military officials say that they are aware of the report and they are reviewing the incident, but haven't shared any further details. What do you think, Mindy? With speculation. Is it the aliens?
They're like, you guys are getting too close.
Is it the aliens or China or
both?
Or a 6-year-old kid in his backyard like trying to mess with his new toy? So, something to think about before you flush in a public restroom. You might just be helping the spread of COVID-19.
What?
Wonderful.
A new study, take this with a grain of salt, a new study out of China found that flushing public urinals can potentially spread the coronavirus. The idea behind it is the alarming upward flow that can send water droplets 2 feet in the air in just a matter of seconds. And they're even saying that the droplets could end up, you know, affecting the next person that in line that walks up to the urinal and everything. So
you're not supposed to flush?
They're just saying wear a mask in public restroom. That's the advice right there.
Okay.
That or I guess, I don't know, like wave your way through when you're walking up to the urinal, you know, like you just pass gas or something.
Wafting.
Wow.
I didn't know this. So LeBron James is going to be making a new Space Jam sequel.
Okay, that's old news, dude. How did you not know that?
I didn't know this either.
I didn't know. So I found out yesterday because they unveiled the new uniform, the Toons uniform. He's going to be wearing the number 6, and I mean, you know, this is radio, so I can't really, like, show you the visual, but it looks cool.
Nice.
And, you know, we were kind of talking about it yesterday. Nobody's making anything original. We're all doing...
Exactly.
What's with that?
We're all doing the remakes.
Right.
What do you got, Mindy?
The live-action Cinderella is back on schedule with production. Of course, it had been held up because of COVID. They said it started up in the UK. Actors returning to shoot include Cinderella herself, Camilla Cabello, Idina Menzel, Pierce Brosnan, and Minnie Driver are all back as well. Here's something I'm excited about. Girl Scouts have a new cookie flavor for next year called Toast Yay. And it's inspired by the flavors of French toast. It has a maple syrup taste, and the frosting is like what comes on a cinnamon roll.
Well, I always forget the name of the cookie. I always just call it like the chocolate and peanut butter ones.
That's Tagalongs.
Yeah, I love those.
I love Samoas. I love Dositos. Yeah. So, and then finally, this is kind of cool. Well, maybe. Your smartphone might know when you've had too many adult beverages.
Not cool.
No, it's good to warn you so you need to know if you need to get an Uber.
Come on, Mindy.
The device can measure changes in how you walk. Researchers at the University of Pittsburgh did a study using people who'd been drinking and a smartphone's accelerometer. During walking tests, the researchers used the phone's data to determine the differences in gait when people's blood alcohol level was over 0.08%. The results were 90% accurate. The sensors could alert help sponsors of people seeking treatment for alcohol addiction, prevent drunk driving, or simply let people know when they've had too much.
This is not going to work. You know why? You know why? Drunk people don't carry their phones on them. Drunk people are always losing their phone.
Oh, my God.
Where's my phone at? I left it in the bathroom. This is never going to work.
Caleb and Mindy in the morning on 97.1 Hank FM.